This episode of Blowjam is brought to you by Roan.com. Get 20% off at tryroan.com/blow when you use code BRIDGE20. Hello, buddies. It's Blowjam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I'm your esteemed host, Dahlia Blowjam, and I am joined by my husband and co-host, Ryan Blowjam.
That's me.
It sure is, and what a week. I'm excited to get right into it. It was a great week for podcasts, so we're just going to kick it off talking about our three podcast episodes that were our favorites from this week. So you go. Do it.
Okay, my number one is Invisibilia. It's a podcast about the unseeable forces that control human behavior and shape our ideas, with hosts Hannah Rosen and Lee Spiegel. This week's episode is called Back When I Was Older. It's about a family with a four-year-old named Van who started talking about memories that can't possibly be his. Are these memories from the past life? Are these kids, like, catching other people's memories? Does consciousness, like, linger around when you die? I mean, there's a lot of questions going on here. Like, whose memories is he having? Is it his or is it someone else's? And if he is having these memories, does that really make them...
his own.
His own?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So wouldn't he be a different person and that really wouldn't be their kid or something?
What was his name again?
Van.
All right, that's why, because Van is a 70-year-old person's name, so that's how he caught these memories.
Or maybe, like, the shoes, you know, Vans?
Oh, yeah. So in his past life where he caught memories from a skateboarder?
Or maybe they went to go see a Pearl Jam concert in a van. And that's where he was conceived.
We're getting in the weeds now.
So I think Van was conceived. All right, whatever.
I really like that because he was saying shit that nobody else could know. He knew the name and I don't know.
It's just really bizarre and it's really worth listening to. I liked it.
That's a good episode.
What do you got?
I got Risk. Hosted by Kevin Allison, this episode is called In the Shadows. And by the way, Risk is a podcast that was, like, often in my top three. It's all about personal stories that people tell that are super uncensored and just bold and something that you would never share to anybody in the world. But hey, people do it. And this story, I would never share. In fact, I would bury it deep down and try to forget it myself. It's called In the Shadows by Moloch Masters, and her dad was really nuts, and he was into, like, he had anatomy books hidden away in the walls, and he would just say the weirdest things, hinting at flirting with cannibalism, and he kind of got her thinking about it as well. I'm not going to say anything more. It's very disturbing.
But, yeah, she might have eaten some human.
Yep, she might have.
There was definitely some questionable ham.
Yeah, under the guise of ham. He was like, I made you some ham, so who knows?
What if she just never had Spam, you know? Like, it was actually Spam.
That could be it.
And he's just like...
fucking with her?
Fucking with her.
That would be insane.
I don't know. She might have ate a human.
That was a good one. What's your next one?
All right, so my number two is Hitman. It's a podcast about a book named Hitman, a technical manual for independent contractors. It's written by author Rex Farrell. It's hosted by Jasmine Morris. This week's episode is called You Guys Will Never Take Him Alive. This episode is about a former cop who may have been, like, the inspiration for the Hitman book. This guy was crazy. He's like, ripping off drug dealers in Florida, making complex meth labs, going on crazy crime sprees. It's all linked, like, back to him. So it's most likely a woman wrote the book Hitman, and she was probably in a relationship with this guy. His name was, like, Rex Reed. He's a former cop who kind of went, like, off the deep end.
Yeah, and when we did our spoiler alert episode, I definitely spoiled everything, but I didn't realize that there was a couple more episodes left. So basically, you know, what Ryan said is kind of summing it up.
So that was a spoiler alert, like, oh, already. It's a woman, but then It's not.
And then turns out that the guy is like her boyfriend, and that's where she learned it all from.
So she wanted to write a book based on him because he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
But you got one?
I sure do. It's called Congratulations, hosted by Chris D'Elia. Once again, often in my top three. It's called All Hookers Eve, and Halloween just transpired. And as we all know, it's the big excuse for women to dress like skanky sluts. Barely any clothes. Like, I'm a sexy paralegal. Or, I'm a sexy garbage man. But,
I used to live downtown for years. Downtown Binghamton, there's like 1 million bars. And all the SUNY kids go out, and I just see skanks abounding.
Skanks abounding?
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy. Like, they're all dressed like anything sexy. Sexy nurse, sexy cop, sexy whatever. Or just some girls just straight up in their underwear.
So, yeah, he was pretty much like, yeah, hooker. But what I really enjoyed was his story about having a crazy aversion to sleepovers. Like, he'd go to sleepover parties, but he'd be the only kid where his mom picks him up at, like, 9 o'clock. Yeah. And he's like, see you guys. So he promised his mom this one time that, yeah, I'm going to stick it out. I'll stay all the way. But he got so scared. He was obsessed with Freddy Krueger and was, like, afraid to sleep. And some poop was involved. And that's about all I'm going to share with you. But it was mad funny. Listen to it. What's your next one?
All right. So my number three is Oddball. Oddball is a story about a UFO investigation and a family in Jacksonville, Florida. They found a strange metal ball. It may or may not be from, outer space. It's with host Lindsay Kilbride. It's the mystery of the Betsphere. This week's episode is called Hynek versus Harder. So, there's respected scientists come to different conclusions about the sphere's behavior.
It's okay. Keep on going. There's already the background noise going on. It's, like, already compromised.
Yeah, he's...
You know what? I listened to...
All right, so respected scientists come to a different conclusion about the sphere's behavior and origin. Hynek thinks the ball is not hollow, but the Navy thinks it is. It has three smaller balls inside it. Hynek thinks it might be emit a frequency that only dogs can hear, because their family poodle goes crazy every time it's around the ball or something. And then you got Harder. He thinks it might be UFO related, where it was found, there was like dead trees everywhere. It's getting crazy about this ball, man. It's like, it's crazy. But Hynek wanted to like cut the ball open, but Harder's like, don't cut it open. It could explode and create a black hole or something. I don't know.
Damn.
So it's weird.
You know what? I actually listened to the first couple minutes of that episode, and I felt so bad for her because she was like, somebody else is doing the same podcast idea. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she came out with it first. It's really good. I didn't know that there were multiple balls inside the ball. Sorry I opened my beer.
Okay, ads.
Hey guys, girls, and all you coolies in between, Roan is offering an opportunity to receive 20% off Roan products at tryroan.com. Now, Roan is a men's performance lifestyle and premium activewear brand that is engineered for unparalleled quality and comfort. And I don't know if you know this, but I am not a man, but I'm married to one, and Ryan fucking loves it. And that's because Roan makes something for the modern man, regardless of the occasion. In addition to an awesome collection of premium shorts, shirts, tank tops, socks, swimwear, Roan engineers clothing that's perfect for the office, long flights, and commutes. And Roan's commuter collection, in particular, is their performance alternative to everyday workwear. Roan offers everything from pants, polos, Ryan fucking loves polos, and shorts, and shirts that are all lightweight, comfortable, and wrinkle-free. Wrinkle-free, that's a selling point right there. So also, the commuter collection is good for all weather. Anytime from a weekday in the workplace to a weekend barbecue, that's the best when you have apparel that is perfect for any occasion. You don't have to change it up every day, from work to the home to the parties and what have you. It's just like, hey, whatever, it fits. And Rhone, I gotta say, it's spelled R-H-O, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. You absolutely must check it out and get that 20% off, yo. So to save 20% on your first order, go to tryrhone.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20, like bridge over trouble 20. So again, that's tryrhone.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20 to receive 20% off. And we're back. Now's the time where we like to talk about new stuff in the Blowjam universe. And actually something really cool, or kind of lame, but I just felt so honored to be asked. Nielsen Ratings reached out to me and Ryan, and they were asking about radio shows, which is really funny because we're podcasters. But I totally signed up. They sent me a radio diary, and one for me, one for Ryan. And basically on Ryan's, I just checked off an X on what did you listen to these days, what stations, because Ryan doesn't, we're podcasters. And I was just like, NPR here, here, and there, sent it to them. Yo, we got $7 cold hard cash. So that was pretty neat.
Yay.
Yay. And Risk, by the way, I made a submission and they were taking a while to decide how to cast it. And I didn't have enough time to request time off from my boss. So what happened was, is they told me 2020 is my year. And I'm just going to stay in touch. So, sounds good. All right, that's it for me. You got any news?
I went to, like, a Halloween party. Right?
Yeah, that was really fun.
Costume party. That was fun.
I enjoyed that. We had the best couple's costume. I was a Mormon, and Ryan was a
Tusken Raider
from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a match made in heaven. But yeah, shout out the Robots headquarters, Julian, Matt, and Steve. Thank you for having us. That was really fun. I've never been invited to a Halloween party in my entire life, so I feel special. Is it time for our beloved segment, Ryan's New Podcast, Ryan's New Podcast, Ryan's New Podcast?
Sure, why not? I'm here in the closet, so might as well. All right, so my number one is Andrea Savage, a grown-up woman, hashtag buttholes. It's a comedy podcast with host Andrea Savage and co-host Tony Thaxton. Have you heard it yet, or?
Mm-mm. No.
You know Tony Thaxton from Bizarre Albums?
Oh, yeah. Tony Thaxton. It sounded familiar.
Yeah, so I think it's funny because it's like Andrea Savage, a grown-up woman, hashtag buttholes. That's the name of the podcast.
She's so funny.
All right, so this week our guest was Mike Shinoda. He's a Grammy Award-winning musician from the band Linkin Park. I know. They're friends because their kids go to school together. She thinks that Mike does not live up to Andrea's idea of, like, what a rock star should be. When she first met him, she thought he was, like, an accountant. But she also talks about the time their families went on vacation together, because their families got really tight. And Mike actually saw her mom's nipple, because her mom, like, came out of the ocean.
And her nipple popped out?
Her boob popped out.
Wow, that's great.
And then Andrea was, like, running up the beach. She was like, no. But he already saw the nipple. And, like, and she actually ended up putting in a storyline for a show, I'm Sorry, on True TV.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Linkin Park, who knew?
Don't you remember that storyline? But she made it, like, her husband, the guy who plays her husband, like, saw the nipple or whatever.
Oh, no, I don't remember that one, yeah, but it is a good show.
Do you have a new podcast?
Gangster House is pretty good.
What's that?
It's about Mike Thievis, who's a son of Greek immigrants. And in 1970, he was in Atlanta. He built a highly successful business empire out of porn. And so he's a family man with a hardcore porn industry, and he made a ton of enemies along the way. And he's one of the most notorious criminals that you've never heard of. It's pretty good. There are five or four episodes already out. It's binge-worthy. I like it.
What's it called?
It's called...
Gangster House?
Gangster House.
Oh, is it like Monster House? Like everyone normal? Everyone in the house is normal, but the actual house is a gangster?
No. Good guess.
Okay. Remember Dan Harmon? All right, whatever. The house is actually a monster. All right. All right, my number two, Ryan's new podcast. It's not really a new podcast, but it's new to me. It's called Masters of Scale. It's a podcast about the best of best startup advice from Silicon Valley, AMP, and beyond, with host Reid Hoffman. I think he's the guy who started LinkedIn, by the way. Okay.
Weird.
Aren't you on LinkedIn? I don't know. Whatever. Okay. So,
all right. You're so weird.
Okay. All right, so the episode I listened to is called Keep Humans in the Equation. It's with TaskRabbit's Stacey Brown Philpott. She thinks that you can solve almost any problem if you harness the power of the human cloud. It's a network of people that can work together and teach each other and continuously learn from each other. So it's kind of like, you know, like TaskRabbit. Like, the jobs are always different that you have to go and do. So what she does, like, one person will go out and do a job, and, like, and they can connect with each other, and they'll tell each other how to, like, oh, I went on a job like that last week, this is how you do it, you know? So she uses, like, a network of people to, like, you know, say you're going to fix, like, a pipe. You're like, I don't know how to fix the pipe. They're like, oh, you just got to do this, this, and this, and, you know, like, they help each other out.
That's pretty cool.
So I think instead of competing in the job market, they're actually helping.
I like that. It's collective.
The human cloud. It's pretty cool. It's a great idea, I think.
Should hop on board.
Do you have another?
Hippity hop.
Do you have another
for
thing?
Rabbits. Or? Yeah, I do. Okay. It's called Morbid, and it's a recommendation that I got from Dominica Labar. What up, Don? Love you. And it's sort of, it's like a true crime podcast, but I just enjoy the girls' banter. As a matter of fact, I did not even look up the host names, but they're really cool. I like them way better than My Favorite Murder, and that's about it.
So it's like My Favorite Murder, but better?
Right.
That's good. Oh, I forgot to rate these things.
Who cares? I'm hungry.
Oh, okay. Well, Andrea Savage podcast got 2 helicopters and 3 hard-ons. Masters of Scale got 3 guitar picks and 1 Sharpie. And Maximum's called Masters of the Nerdiverse. They're the explorers of the furthest reaches of pop culture with hosts Winter and Mike G. So they're one of the ones that follow me on, who shouted me out on Twitter. So one of them Twitter podcasts. So the episode I listened to is called MOTN Episode 107, Our New Prison is Shame. They had a guest named Brian. They talked about the release date of, like, the new PS5, favorite Halloween meals, the high expectations of a new Batman movie, and all the other nerdy things. I give it 2 turntables and a microphone. All right.
Nice. And for my podcast that I previously talked about, Morbid is 2 cutlets of panko chicken. And Gangster House is some green beans. And a couple of Kaiser rolls. Do you have any nays?
Yep, Radiolab.
Oh, that's weird, because Radiolab is always in the top.
Yeah, it's a science podcast with host Jad Abumrad and Robert Krowrich. Episode was called Songs Across the Border. It's about how American country music is popular in places like Zimbabwe, Thailand, and South Africa. I don't know. Radiolab's just been getting lame. Like, they've been doing this whole, like, Dolly Parton thing. And, like, what was that?
I think that's kind of cute, but whatever.
And they did, like, a whole episode on, like, square dancing. And, like, it's like, get back to the science. I like the science stuff better. But, so.
Yeah.
Not really into the country music.
That's thing. What they're made for.
All right. You got any shout-outs?
That's my nay, by the way. Okay. I literally just farted into this microphone, and guess what? It's Ryan's mic. So there you go.
Oh, thanks.
But no, I don't have any nays. I got special shout-outs, though. What a day. It comes from the Pod Save America, or Crooked Media, I should say, network. And I really like it. Nothing beats Up First from NPR when it comes to getting your morning news. But What a Day is good. It's like the right amount of time, 15 minutes. Akilah Hughes is really funny, co-hosted by Gideon Resnick, who's also funny. But they break down the news, lots of stuff that you need to know and want to know, and all nice and neat in a 15-minute package.
Oh, I've never heard that one yet.
So it's good.
So, like, what, the daily is, like, 20 to 25 minutes?
The daily is bullshit because it's really just one long story, which I love. I do that, but then it's like, here's what else you need to know today, 30 seconds of just, like, headlines.
I don't like the daily. I like Up First better.
Yeah, this is along the lines of Up First, but just funnier a little bit.
Today Explained is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But 15 minutes is probably perfect.
Yeah,
it's a good amount of time.
It's really good. It's jam-packed. It's got a lot of good stuff. So What a Day. Check it out.
I'm going to have to check it out. Got a shout-out?
That was my shout-out.
I got a shout-out. Okay. Anthropocene Reviewed, a podcast where host John Green reviews two completely unrelated things and gives them a rating system out of, like, 5 stars. This week he reviewed The Capacity for Wonder and Sunsets. It was pretty cool. Check that one out. All right, I got another shout-out. It's called Bizarre Albums. It's a podcast about bizarre albums with host Tony Thaxton. This week's album is called Freddy's Greatest Hits. So check that one out because it's just ridiculous. It's Freddy Krueger. The Freddy Krueger album.
That is just beyond reasonable.
All right, my third shout-out is The Worst Year Ever. It's a podcast about how 2020 is going to be the worst year ever with host Robert Evans, Katie Stoll, and Cody Johnston. They did an episode about Tulsi Gabbard that is just fucking bananas. That's all I'm going to say. You got to listen to it.
It's crazy. Isn't there a cult involved?
It's called The Cult of Tulsi Gabbard. All right, and my number four shout-out is The End Is Always Near. It's Dan Cohen's new book. It's on Audible. I know it's not a podcast, but it's like 7 hours long, and it's just basically an episode of hardcore history. So
yeah.
Listen to that.
All right. It's pretty good. I got to do that. I'm going to steal your Audible login. I got another special shout-out. It's the This American... Everything that I liked was Halloween-centric, which is kind of weird because I normally don't like Halloween, but this year has been great. It was a rerun of This American Life hosted by Ira Glass called The Calls Coming from the Basement. And it's really just that opening anecdote. Like, they always have, like, a tiny little story before they get into it that I fucking love, and I tell people this all the time, which is... Back in the day, maybe like turn of the century, early 1900s, there was this family who kept getting haunted by paranormal activity, and it was bad. Like, they'd be in bed, and, like, the spirit would hold them down. They would, like, feel them on their shoulders. They'd get, like, cold and feel, like, this anger stuff. Like, the kids would be sick. Like, they were hallucinating. Or rather, not hallucinate, like apparitions.
Is that like sleep paralysis or something?
Yeah, like sleep paralysis. And all of them, like, saw these ghostly figures. It was, like, beyond scary. Until the wife's brother came over, and he had an inkling about what it could be, and boom, he nailed it. Carbon monoxide poisoning. That's it.
Yeah, there's a ton of those, yeah, like.
If you feel like there's a ghost, you might be poisoned by carbon monoxide.
It's like, hey, man, if you got a ghost in your house, yeah, check the carbon monoxide levels.
Man, that was a good one.
Because here's a hint. Ghost ain't real.
Ghost ain't real. The carbon monoxide is.
Imagine if they were. How many fucking ghosts would there be? You'd be seeing a ghost every 5 seconds.
Yeah. The whole place would be packed with ghosts.
Like, you know how many dead Native Americans there are, like cavemen? Like.
I mean, we got the multiverse and everything, but I think now is a great time to wrap up the show. I would love some podcast recommendations. So hit us up on the social media. Shoot, you can call 607-296-7297 and let us know, because I'm listening to the same ones over and over again. It's sort of like a time thing, and it's because I like them. But I need to expand my horizons. Ryan's doing a great job, but definitely I need to step up my game.
You got to go 1.5 speed, I'm telling you.
That is so true. It just sounds weird, but I imagine you get used to it.
I know, it's like really fast. I'm like, but that's good.
All right.
Yeah, I get used to it now. I'm like, I don't know. Everything seems slow now.
Speaking of slow, let me take this opportunity to thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.